All right, welcome to the Friday edition of the Daily Nerd Brief. I'm going to give you all the news you need to get you through the weekend, and we're going to start with Sideshow statues. Darth Vader premium format figure by Sideshow Collectibles is available for pre-order. It's going to be a limited edition. They haven't announced how many yet. It's going to be $695, so $700. There is a payment plan. It's supposed to arrive middle of 2019. It is a, like I said, premium format, so it's one of the bigger pieces. It's a little over 25 inches tall. You can get the exclusive version, which has a couple little extra pieces here. He's where Darth Vader's standing. At his feet, there's a Rebel helmet and a Rebel blaster. It is a really nice piece. I don't see any light-up pieces on it. The last one I saw from Darth Vader, the lightsaber lit up, and his chest plate lit up. This one does not do that. But it's still a good-looking piece. So if you're a big Star Wars fan and you love Darth Vader, premium format by Sideshow Collectibles, and I will include a link in the description for you to click over and see it. Sideshow has also been doing a little bit more anime statues. This one, they are making a Kenshiro anime statue from Fist of the North Star. If you're familiar with that anime, manga, he's a bad dude. In fact, I believe his key phrase is, "You're already dead," before he's getting ready to fight you. This statue, it's another big piece. This one's even taller. It's 28 inches. It is limited to 750 pieces by Prime One Studios. It's going to be $899, so might as well say $900. It's on pre-order. It's not coming out till the end of 2019, so you have plenty of time to make your payments if you get it on a payment plan. It is a big piece. Any fan from Fist of the North Star would love it. He's one of the main characters. I don't see any extra pieces on this. It's just a straight-up statue. No bells, no whistles. Amazing Spider-Man. According to the box office, there's a lot of Spider-Man fans out there. Maybe some spoilers here, so if you don't want them, you might want to forward. Amazing Spider-Man number 5. If you haven't been following as of late, Peter Parker and Spider-Man have been kind of separated. You can't seem to catch any luck, no typical Parker luck. Some of the stuff that happened during the Superior Spider-Man that Doc Ock put in motion when he was Spider-Man, as Superior Spider-Man, is starting to come back, and Peter's paying for it. So he got a job, or he went back to grad school, and then during some experiment, something happened, and he got separated from the Spider-Man entity. So Peter Parker and Spider-Man are now two separate entities. And the Spider-Man part of his entity is pretty much a self-centered prick. So he's only worried about himself, and it is starting to come out against Peter because this greedy sellout just doesn't... He's only caring about himself. But come to find out, there's something happening that they need to rejoin or they'll probably both die. That whole story, you know, two parts make the whole. He needs to rejoin with Peter Parker in order to continue living. This is, like I said, this was just a preview of Amazing Spider-Man number 5. The actual issue comes out September 12th, next week, on New Comic Book Day. If you're a Spider-Man fan, or if you've lapsed on your Spider-Man reading lately, this is a good story to jump in on, and you get to explore a little bit of the two personas, Peter Parker and Spider-Man, written by Nick Spencer, who is really good at writing these controversial stories. He's also the one who did Secret Empire. Another example of Hollywood having absolutely no imagination, another reboot. This one is The Party of Five. They're trying to make a reboot for Party of Five. It's similar, these kids. In the original one, all the kids were, they were by themselves because their parents died. This one, they are trying to modernize it, and they're making the parents be deported to Mexico, and now the kids have to stay here and fend for themselves. This is going to be on Disney Freeform. If it's that much of a departure from the original, I don't know why they use the same name, except to grab that popularity the original had, instead of making this its own separate thing. They're trying to ride in on that nostalgia wave from the original Party of Five. I really, these Marvel or these Hollywood reboots are kind of growing thin. I wish they would just get original ideas. Anyway, this new Party of Five will air on Fox. It looks like Fox. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me double check. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just told you Disney Freeform. The original was on Fox. So yeah, Disney Freeform rebooting Party of Five. Trying to gain some of that old nostalgia for the new series. Another reboot, like I said, Hollywood, no imagination. But hey, what used to be popular? Let's do it again. They keep going back to the well. Now they're going to do High School Musical TV series. Yeah, and that's another one for Disney. The Disney streaming service is just going to have everything, it seems like. The High School Musical TV series is going to be 10 episodes, docu-style. Going to follow a group of students at East High who are staging a performance of a High School Musical for their winter production. They're casting for it right now. There's no date. They haven't, as far as I know, they haven't made any acting choices, any casting choices. Like I said, another example of no imagination in Hollywood. Fortnite, fans of Fortnite, if you want to play offline, go analog board game, they now have a Monopoly version for Fortnite. I'm not sure if that's going to translate well from the video game, but a lot of their other ones did, like the Mario Brothers, and they have several other franchises they've licensed for Monopoly. So of course, they're going to change the Monopoly board with areas from Fortnite, and also the little icons, the little pieces you play with will be inspired by Fortnite characters or things in Fortnite. They're going to change up the currency, all the chance and community chess cards will be heavily referencing the video game. So if you're a Fortnite fan and you like board games, this might be something to pick up on October 1st when it comes out. I'm looking at the pictures of it. It's a nice looking board, and a lot of the Fortnite heavy references in here. So October 1st, you can play Fortnite Monopoly. A lot less killing, I guess. Horror fans, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, the second one, is coming out the Blu-ray. They did the first one. Scream Factory did it, and they released it with a Billy figure by NECA. If you've watched Silent Night, Deadly Night, it's the dude dresses up like Santa Claus and kills people. So now, Silent Night, Deadly Night, where his I believe it's his brother gets out of the mental hospital and wants to get revenge for Billy's death. So Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 coming out on Blu-ray. And after the success of the Billy doll, NECA is also part of this bundle will be the Ricky doll. And the Ricky doll, of course, full Santa outfit, comes with a gun and an axe, so you can pose him there on your mantle while you're watching Silent Night, Deadly Night on Christmas. He's an 8-inch action figure. Also comes with an exclusive limited edition 18-inch by 24-inch rolled poster with newly designed artwork. So they're going all out on this Silent Night, Deadly Night. It's a kind of a cult classic. It was never a box office heavyweight, but it was if you like horror movies, it was an enjoyable horror movie. So get it, pick it up, the exclusive edition with the Ricky doll, and have something to show your friends. Mega Man fans, Capcom has decided to have a free downloadable demo for Mega Man 11. You can try it out on PS4, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One. This, of course, being a demo, is going to be limited in the play. They're going to have one villain, and they're saying it's going to be Block Man. So you got introduced to one you haven't seen that's going to be in the full game is Bounce Man. So you have the Boing Boing Park level. So fans of Mega Man, which there's a lot of you guys out there, downloadable demo for Mega Man 11. See if you want to throw some of your hard-earned money at it. Before you buy it, download the demo and check it out. Ben Jones, no Fortnite for Jew. Oh no, I play Fortnite, I'm just not very good at it, Ben. And hey, you're not at work, Ben. I've been trying to contact you. You need to contact me after this. Okay, Oscars. There's an Oscar category. The Academy thought it'd be great to add the popular film category for the 91st Awards. They met so much backlash, not just from the audience, but from a lot of the actors and the studios. I'm not sure why they wanted to add a popular film category. They felt that, I guess, superhero films were being left out, but they can still win, you know, best film. They don't have to be most popular. It's just they need to compete with the ones that are winning, instead of making a new category just for them. Anyway, they have decided that probably wasn't a good idea, and now they're not going to have that in the 91st Oscars. So no popular film category this year. Hopefully it's gone forever. I don't know why they even thought that was a good idea. So yeah, when you're watching the Oscars for your Oscar party, I don't know if they still do that. Do they still do Oscar parties? You won't see the popular film category, so no betting on that one. And that's basically what Oscar parties are for, a lot of people betting on films. Maybe we'll have an Oscar party this year. Now that I think about it, I'm going to bring that back. Some sad news. Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday, age of 82. Don't be sad for him. Dude had a good life. I mean, he was a scholarship football player at Florida. So, I mean, he was an athlete. Knees got shot, so he kind of lost that opportunity and decided he was going to jump into acting and just never looked back. He's made some great, great movies. But what's funny is in an interview they had with him not long ago, they were talking about some of the roles he passed on. We could have seen a totally different Star Wars. He turned down the role of Han Solo. Burt Reynolds as Han Solo would have been just as amazing as Harrison Ford. I can picture him being Han Solo. That would be a good role for him. He also turned down Batman in the 1960s television series. That may have been a good choice for him. He also turned down James Bond. I'm not seeing those last two. Batman and James Bond, I don't know. Han Solo, absolutely. Burt Reynolds would have been amazing. But he's a Hollywood icon. Done great movies. I don't know that he ever won an Oscar. I think he got beat one time he was close to it with Boogie Nights. I believe Robin Williams beat him that year. Good Will Hunting. But, I mean, he gave us movies like Deliverance. That movie is quoted so much. And it's such an iconic movie. Smoking the Bandit, another one. Cannonball Run. The guy was good at playing that lovable goof. Good old boy. Yeah, he was getting ready to work on the new Quentin Tarantino movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They're saying he didn't film anything for that yet, so there were no scenes completed with him. So we were going to be able to see one last Burt Reynolds movie, but it's not to be. We thank Burt Reynolds for all the great movies he gave us, and rest in peace, Mr. Reynolds. Blu-ray sales for 2018 so far. The lead is for The Last Jedi. Believe it or not, as much as people cried about hating that movie, it's the top-selling Blu-ray so far in 2018. I mean, it has a thin lead over Black Panther, but that's because Black Panther came out a couple months later. So it has a little bit of a lead on sales because it's been out a little longer. Another one catching Thor Ragnarok is catching up to them, and I'm sure when Infinity War comes out that it's gonna sell like gangbusters and be right up there too. Interesting thing, all those I've told you, like the top four or five, those are all Disney-owned licenses. So Disney is killing it at the box office right now with, the Star Wars and the Marvel films. They're making money hand over fist. Nobody's laughing at the price they paid for Star Wars now or for Marvel because they're getting it back tenfold. Iron Fist, Netflix, season two promises to be much better than season one. They are loosening Danny Rand up, so he's not going to be walking around with a stick up his butt this season, telling everybody he's the immortal Iron Fist. This one, the fight scenes are supposed to be a lot better choreographed. The one thing that they just kind of released, when you watch Iron Fist season two on Netflix, the last one of the series, don't automatically click to, whatever Netflix is suggesting for you to watch next, because true to Marvel fashion, there will be an after credits scene on Iron Fist season two. And that has to deal with Daredevil, the Daredevil season three. They're going to have a little promo. So do not click off of it at the end of the last episode. Stay around and see that little after credit scene, which has become one of Marvel's trademark things there. And of course, we're doing this because Iron Fist season two comes out shortly before Daredevil season three, so that's kind of a good lead in there, a little segue between the two series. So Netflix, your bandwidth is going to be skyrocketing here toward the end of the year if you're a big Marvel Netflix fan. Last thing I have for you guys today. Marvel Studios has launched, Marvel launched their own film studio. Marvel Studios, Hasbro's just done it. Another big dog in the licensing, and by that I mean they own a ton of licenses. There's getting ready to start their own studios is Mattel. Mattel is launching their own film studios for their franchises. That's the word I was looking for. Of He-Man, Barbie, Masters Universe, Hot Wheels, Thundercats, and that's just a few. Mattel's got a list as long as my arm of franchises that they can make movies from or series. We might even see more, maybe see them return to cartoon animation. Those He-Man and Masters Universe used to be a huge cartoon. I wouldn't mind watching that myself if they modernized it a little bit. So yeah, toy maker Mattel is going to launch Mattel Films. Focusing, it doesn't say they're going to do solely their own stuff, but it's going to focus mostly on their stuff. They have such a huge portfolio. They get the right person to write the screenplays and direct these things, or even if it's anime, to get the right storytellers, they're going to be huge. They haven't named any specific projects. I gotta think they're going to lead off with one of their big ones that's been proven, like maybe Thundercats or Masters of the Universe. Or if they want to appeal to the girls out there, maybe they'll do a Barbie, either movie or cartoon. So yeah, look for more stuff coming from the Mattel franchises. Like I said, that was my last article. That's all I have for you guys. Hopefully that'll we will be up here on Saturday and Sunday also live. But if you don't, if you go out and party on the weekend, don't want to listen, maybe this will carry you over to Monday. But at least you have some of the nerdy news to carry over the weekend. I will see you guys tomorrow if you're not sleeping in. And later, nerds.